All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. This is from As You Like It, Act 2, Scene 7, ladies and gentlemen, William Shakespeare, playwright, poet, and actor. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me, Yvette, your show host, right here at Aging Well Talk Radio. And I'm so glad that you are present with me at this very moment. So how are you? Yeah, you. I hope you're doing well, that you're happy. Bienvenidos. Marhaba. Bonjour. Shalom. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. I'm very happy to be spending this next moment or two with you. So what do you think about this? What do you think about what I just read to you? Well, you know what's really interesting about William Shakespeare? And most of you who are writers, those of you who really dig your writing, or maybe photographers out there, there are some of us that are more observant than others. And much as you know, if you are familiar with William Shakespeare's work, most of his work was based on the things that he saw, okay? And he observed most especially, the aristocrat, the wealthy, the elite. And he knew their private lives and their public lives. And he compares, and I love this, he compares the stage, okay? The stage of an actor. Your life, your role is in your acting different acts in your life. Now, I've often shared with you that we have, like writing a book, different chapters, but I like this so much better because it brings in something very important. Because he knew people in their private life, they weren't quite often the way they shared or depicted themselves in their public lives. How many of us are hiding behind a mask? I think with digital life now, there's a lot of that. And this is very dangerous to those who are building their lives, who are young at heart, or perhaps feel vulnerable, thinking that someone that they've just watched on any of these social media platforms has such a magnificent life. Well, the truth is, this could be a particular act on their stage. And I'm not talking about pretending, so please don't write to me, everyone. I'm not an act and telling me all this, okay? I get that. But William Shakespeare compared all of us as actors. And we're on the stage, and there are different acts, there's different parts of the play, right? So you have youth, you have the building years, your middle life, and then the last act, okay? And what I have found, that as you're growing, you're building, those masks will come out. Come on, think about it in your own life. Where have you put on a mask? Maybe you're wearing one right now. What do you show the world? Or maybe in a particular area of your life, your business, maybe your relationships, maybe even your families. No one wants to feel less than, and there goes the mask to protect you, to create an illusion. But here's the thing, I'd like to say for all of us, but it all depends on the individual. As you continue to age, each stage, each act, if we compare it to what William Shakespeare is saying here, we start getting rid of those masks, in my opinion. You've often heard people, at least for me, you continue to age, and what other people think of you matters less. It doesn't mean you don't care about people. It just means that their opinion about you really doesn't matter. It's their business. You're like, okay, you don't like me. It's okay. Move on. Okay. But when we're younger, when we think someone doesn't like us, what happens? You put on that mask. You create yourself. You create an illusion so a particular group of people will like you, so you can fit in. Look at us. We define ourselves by the number on our social media. And yet, people still follow the crowd. They'll only subscribe or connect with people that have lots of followers because they want to be in the in-group, okay? Now, of course, I'm not speaking about everyone, but it's a numbers game. So William Shakespeare he wasn't off when he was talking about wasn't off point when he was talking about life is a stage and there are different acts and different stories within each of those acts. Are we wearing a mask in that act? Are we portraying our true self? What's happening in those? And we do have different roles that we play. Your mamas and papas, your children grow up, you're empty nesters, so you're still a parent, but you're still a mom and a dad, but your parenting years are over. They're responsible for their own selves, and you set the foundation and you hope that they get better, take that information that you've shared with them, that child rearing, and that they get better and live a good life, right? But that role is over. And that's where people can get stuck sometimes, especially empty nesters. They're in this, now what? What do I do? Well, they call it the second act. Why? In relation to this very statement that William Shakespeare said, life, that's exactly what life is. All the world's a stage, the entire world. And all the men and women, we're merely players. And we all have our exits and entrances. We're all born, we're all dying, and we all end one particular chapter in our life, if you're writing a book, right? Okay. And one man in his time plays many parts, and yes, we have many roles, ladies and gentlemen, but one of the key things that I want you to take away today is that, number one, they be growth spurts for you, the learning, any failures that you have acquired along the way, that you do not allow them to define you, that you actually take the next step to the next level and say, okay, lesson well learned. And some of us will need to learn our lesson a couple of times, okay? But once you learn it, you move on and you keep moving on, and the meaning of life is to live a good life. Now, yes, your gifts that you were born with, and you're all born with gifts. Yes, you too tell me, I don't know what my gift is. You do have a gift. Some of you have more than one gift, okay? Those are talents, and if you're very lucky, well, maybe luck has nothing to do with it, quite frankly. If you decide to take those talents and cultivate them, because yes, you have to practice them and perfect them, and then create a career out of them, how wonderful. But that's not your purpose. Your purpose is actually to live a good life. And when you live a good life, and you make each stage of this play, if you will, using William Shakespeare analogy, if you make each act the best that you can, and then move on to the next act, because your roles will change, your part, the part that you're playing in this life will change. The beginning, you're rearing small children. Then you end up into your golden years. And there's so many roles we play. Now we're living longer, so your second act might mean traveling, might mean capturing that entrepreneurial spirit. You're an entrepreneur, right? It could be so many different scenarios, so many different acts. Well, think about it like this. Like William Shakespeare sees it. Each act making it the best you can make it. And that's a step-by-step process every day. And like I said, you're going to fall sometimes, but just make sure that you get up. It's in the getting up where the power resides. So let's go back on this. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. So play them well, ladies and gentlemen. Play them well. The past is gone. The past is dead. What people have done to you or what you have done to others, it's gone. Be repentful. Ask forgiveness whenever you can. If they're not around, then still say, please forgive me. Send that energy out there. Believe me, your purpose in this life is to serve others by living a good life. And when you live a good life, your goodness shines out into the world. So all the world's a stage? Then what are you putting forth out into the world? Think about it. Think about how you can make changes in your life this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me. This is Yvette, your show host right here at Aging Well Talk Radio. I dig your presence. I appreciate your presence. And I hope you come and visit with me again. Thank you so very much. Bye for now.